The views expressed on the Thunderbolt are my views, and no one else's. Those views do not necessarily reflect the views of Rainier Avenue Radio, nor anyone that has anything to do with Rainier Avenue Radio. And now, back to the Thunderbolt. There are three different science podcasts that I try to listen to every week. Last week, Big Picture Science, a project of the SETI Institute, and usually a most excellent science program, did a piece on a new technology called clustered, regularly interspaced, short palindromic repeats.
Every day I get the cue to get on a bus that takes me to you.
Or CRISPR.
I'm so nervous I just sit and smile. The house is only another mile. Thank you, John, for getting me here. You'd be an inspector head.
CRISPR represents a new, quick, easy, and supposedly precise tool to change the coding of specific targeted genes. Whilst conducting genetic engineering.
Just to talk to my baby.
The hosts of Big Picture Science
each day
were nearly breathless in their enthusiasm as they described this new gene editing technology that is so precise and so easy to use.
Magic boss!
It will allow
magic boss!
Nearly anyone
magic boss!
To experiment with genetic engineering. CRISPR can specifically target one single gene and change it. With CRISPR technology, as Big Picture Science explains it, it is possible to edit a single gene in a manner similar to editing a single word in a digital document. You simply tell your program to replace all the X's with Y's, and suddenly every X turns into a Y. As they began describing this new technology and its possible benefits, and the more excited the hosts became as they were describing it, the more alarmed I became. Yes, there are numerous potential benefits that seem nearly miraculous. In CRISPR technology, probably lies the cure for several genetically inherited diseases, for instance. The people that BBS interviewed were from an institution called Innovative Genomics Initiative at the University of California at Berkeley. Their website is innovativegenomics.org. And the scientist that BBS interviewed was very pleasant and informative. And he reassured everyone that the adults were in the room and that everyone was being very careful and very responsible with everything that they were doing. He was also overflowing with endless details about CRISPR and the wondrous potential that lies in this technology. They even had a clever, entertaining, and educational skit about how CRISPR works. They used a word replacement program to change a verse of Shakespeare into a verse from The Wizard of Oz, which I found oddly appropriate, if for reasons I suspect the show's producers had not considered. Then, the BPS people followed this with yet another interview, this time with a biohacker who is literally using CRISPR technology to do GE experiments in his kitchen. And then he is sharing his results with an online community of other amateur genetic engineers. Yes, I just said amateur genetic engineers. The hacker that was interviewed explain the importance of placing all your GE manipulation tools into the machinery of the cell itself, so that you can produce the desired outcome. This guy even explains that when you're dealing with 10 to the 15th power number of cells, then some of your things will stick and some won't. Thus, it is largely a matter of trial and error. He is conducting amateur genetic engineering by trial and error. Finally, at the very end of the piece, the host does briefly mention, quote, "There are a number of ethical problems with this technology, and for all of its promise, there is some peril."
Try to hypnotize me, try to mesmerize me, try to destabilize the world. Call it propaganda, try to hypnotize me.
But they don't bother to detail such things any further. One of numerous very serious problems with all of this is that even in cases of genetically inherited diseases, highly varied suites of genes usually cause the vast majority of such diseases, and all of these genes all interact with other genes in various other ways as well. And as they seem to have to keep learning over and over again, when one is dealing with insanely complex systems that have evolved over 1 billion years, everything usually interacts with everything else. If you change one thing, then you are very likely to change a lot of other things as well. There are other questions that the hosts of Big Picture Science barely touched upon, though, as well. What about unintended side effects and potential catastrophic consequences if everyone and their grandmother were to start tinkering with the basic building blocks of life?
And you'll say,
what about unintended side effects and potential catastrophic consequences resulting from the fact that different genes often act in completely different manners when they are placed in different contexts? Also, since such work often involves transferring genes from one species to another species, what about potential cross-species contamination a bizarre new genetic characteristics that have never before been seen in nature. And how long before pathogens begin figuring out how to navigate this new cross-species highway? And what about fascists who want to use this technology to literally create classes of people, literally rewired, to do whatever the rulers need them to do? This can include eliminating all conscience and all morals from all of their police and all of their soldiers. And finally, what about the fact that if you seriously up, then there is no taking it back, as whatever catastrophe you just unleashed is now indelibly embedded into the genome itself. After Big Picture Science, I listened to another science program called Quirks and Quarks, a production of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. And they also had a piece on CRISPR. Also began their program by extolling the many virtues and potentials of CRISPR technology.
Now the spouting potion of you.
But their lead-in was this.
It really doesn't bother me.
There is a fly in the ointment.
It makes it so hard.
Q&Q interviewed a scientist that described discovering a single gene that was causing blindness in mice. And he described how they used CRISPR technology to change that gene and to cure these mice. And subsequent generations did indeed stop inheriting that gene. However, they also followed up with a full gene sequence of the mice to see if there had been any other changes. And lo and behold, there were not only numerous other changes in the genetic wiring that had also come about due to their tinkering, but they were not changes that the scientists had predicted might happen. And in fact, the changes usually had no obvious connection to the blindness gene that could be made at all. Ironically, they also used the word processor metaphor to describe this phenomenon as well. It was as if you told your word processor to change all your X's into Y's, but then it also changed a whole bunch of other random things into other random things on other pages as well. And maybe those changes were harmless, but maybe those changes made the entire paragraph, or even the entire page, incoherent. The scientists explained that it was, quote, hard to tell at this point what these other genes did. Now, this gentleman thus acknowledged the risks, but he thought that a cost-benefit analysis should be applied to this technology. He felt that targeting exceptionally vile diseases was worth the risk of unknown side effects. Manipulating genes so that your kid can have blonde hair is not. This stuff is very scary. And the tech is now moving very fast. It is literally being crowdsourced, in fact. So keep an eye on this stuff. In the meanwhile, it's time to get to work.
Gonna fill up the rest of the hour with some music now. And this week, we're gonna eat some humble pie. Enjoy.
Thank you.
right. That was Sweet Peace in Time, and before that we had the Roadrunners G-Jam from Humble Pie. So please keep in mind that the views expressed on the Thunderbolt are those of the show's host, and do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station or anyone associated with this radio station. The Thunderbolt website is dana98501.wordpress.com. 98501 is the downtown Olympia zip code, if that helps you remember that. And you can contribute to the Thunderbolt cause at patreon.com/thethunderbolt. Glad you joined us this week. We hope to see you next week. And in the meanwhile...
Thank you very much.